What's new in business news? October 30th, 2013. Five-star hotel sued for showing English Premier League, possible changes in tax laws, and more bad consumer debt bought by Bangkok Commercial Asset Management, or BAM, BAM. Broadcasting. Five-star hotel sued for showing English Premier League. The company that owns the Thai broadcasting rights for the English Premier League, or EPL, TV provider Cable Thai Holding, or CTH, is suing the five-star Sukhothai Hotel and its cable TV provider for 50 million baht for showing football matches without permission. The cable firm allegedly used a signal from Laos to broadcast the games. Sukhothai Hotel is the first hotel to be sued by CTH, which plans to bring lawsuits against other hotels, entertainment venues, and restaurants if they do not stop showing English Premier League football matches. In September, CTH sued computer giant Apple for selling an application, Sport Channel, for viewing football matches on mobile devices, seeking 100 million baht in damages. The law provides for a maximum penalty of 4 years in prison for this kind of violation of international intellectual property rights. CTH was set up in 2012 with a 25% stake being held by a member of the family that owns the Thairat newspaper, the biggest selling newspaper in Thailand. Taxation. Possible changes in tax laws. The revenue department may scrap the tax on the repatriation of profits made by Thai companies from their foreign investments, to encourage them to bring the money home and invest the repatriated profits in the Thai economy. As for corporate income tax, the department wants commercial banks to disclose their corporate customers' financial data to the department for tax review and may amend laws to force disclosures if banks do not cooperate. After the corporate income tax was cut to 20% from 30%, the department also has tightened its audit to prevent smaller companies from tax avoidance. The new U.S. Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act requires foreign financial institutions to report to the Internal Revenue Service of the U.S. information about financial accounts held by U.S. taxpayers or by foreign entities in which U.S. taxpayers hold a substantial ownership interest. Under the new personal income tax structure in Thailand, the lowest bracket will be 5% for those earning 150,001 baht to 300,000 baht, while the top bracket for those earning above 4 million will dip to 35% from 37%. Finance. More bad consumer debt bought by Bangkok Commercial Asset Management, or BAM, B-A-M. Bangkok Commercial Asset Management, or BAM, the country's largest asset management company, may expand its purchases of non-performing loans, or NPLs, and non-performing assets, or NPAs, into personal loans and auto loans from the real estate mortgages and credit card debt that it normally purchases. Rising non-performing loans, or NPLs, in the banking consumer finance segment are providing an opportunity for the company. The aggressive debt collection practices that are the norm for auto loans, however, are not possible for BAM as the company is a state-owned financial institution, so BAM has to be cautious in acquiring bad auto loans. BAM is buying non-performing personal loans from the state-owned Government Housing Bank, or GH Bank. In July, BAM bought 9 billion baht in bad assets with 16,000 accounts from GH Bank. Many of the loans were made to lower-income borrowers who were negatively affected by the bad economy and could not make their debt payments. 50% of the real estate-related bad loans are condominium projects. BAM just bought 2.3 billion baht in bad assets from Bank of Ayutthaya and is also in the process of buying just under 1 billion baht of NPLs. For the first 9 months of the year, the company purchased 14 billion baht in NPLs from other financial institutions, as well as non-performing assets, or NPAs, worth 2.8 billion baht. BAM recorded NPA sales of 5.54 billion baht from 1,950 items for the first 9 months of the year. Its NPA portfolio stands at 37.01 billion baht with 11,472 items. Despite the economic slowdown, demand for non-performing assets remains strong. BAM projects net profit this year of more than 3.6 billion baht and plans to list on the SET in the third quarter next year.